Seven Lamb Productions presents
Kenneth Hyde Stories. Edith Mrs. Catnip. Part 3.
Where are you going, Edith?
This way. I heard Catnip's meow over here.
I don't want to die.
We had to sneak around the docks now because there was some kind of fucking drug deal going on with one of the scariest men alive, Paul Reiser Soze. The man was blacklisted from Hollywood and now led the cartel. He had arrived on a boat, dressed in a trench coat, or so he believed. There were henchmen everywhere.
Edith, if I die, I want you to have my PlayStation. It's broken right now, but you can have it repaired for $40 on the Sony website. Although, that doesn't account for shipping and handling.
Joey, shut up! I don't want your stupid PlayStation!
Please, take my PlayStation!
We made our way down some stairs, then I stopped. Catnip! I saw Catnip run behind some boxes. He was chasing a fucking rat. There! I saw him!
Are you sure?
Abso-fucking-lutely! We tiptoed to the boxes and peered around the corner. We were on the lower portion of the dock, right above the water. Paul Reiser Soze's boat was just in front of us. The side of it said Weyland Yutani. Weird. Nearly 20 men loaded the boat. They carried large white bags. Cocaine, maybe. Suddenly, a man wearing a bandana and carrying an Uzi sat on the box right in front of me and Joey.
Fuck this.
Better not let Marcel see you sitting.
Fuck Marcel. Marcel's gonna get us killed.
Keep your goddamn voice down.
I don't care if he hears me. Soz is here, which means shit is about to go down.
It's a done deal. Everything's going according to plan. We're fine. Now get your ass up and help me load this goddamn boat.
Please. Wouldn't you like a smoke before you go out?
Get out of here with that shit. Stop being a goddamn pussy. Are you even sure that's Soze? He didn't fucking look like him. I just watched that Special Friends episode with him as Monica's boyfriend's handsome brother. Looked nothing like this guy.
Reconstructive surgery, a mask, I don't know, but it's him. You can tell that for damn sure. He's known as a chameleon. No one ever gets a good look at him.
Well, Marcel's getting a good look now. They're in the boathouse. Marcel's about to get paid. We're about to get paid.
Marcel's about to get shot in the fucking face. If this all goes tits up, then I'm heading for that.
The bandanaed bad guy pointed to the speedboat that rocked gently on the water.
We should get out of here. People are gonna get shot and I have to go to the bathroom.
Not without Catnip, Joey. Stop being a scaredy piece of shit. That's when I saw Catnip sneak into the boathouse. Oh no, Catnip went in there.
In the boathouse? With Paul Reiser Soze?
Yes.
Gulp.
We cautiously made our way through the shadows, around the bad guys and over to the boathouse. We snuck into the dim lighting and hid behind a couple of rusted barrels.
My legs are cramping. I just worked out my tibial, sural, cutaneous muscles yesterday. I did a new form of squats known as deeper squats.
Why deeper?
Because you had to go lower.
Then why don't you just call them deep squats?
Because normal squats are deep squats. They're the same thing, like the Oscars and the Academy Awards.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I can't keep crouching. I'm straining my newly formed abductor, magnus, and maximus decimus.
Gladiator?
I'm starting to look like one.
This way. We continued to crawl through the boathouse until we reached the other end. One central light hung over a table covered in several suitcases, opened, and all full of money. Six men stood around the table, three wearing bandanas, one in a trench coat.
Here it is, Marcel.
It's all here?
Care to count it?
No need. Men?
Two men pass the large, buff, wife-beater-wearing Marcel and close the suitcases. They slid all three off the table.
You know, it's funny. My men were worried. They thought you were him, with a capital H.
Who? Jesus?
Paul Rises Sose.
Oh, and you're so sure I'm not?
Well, you don't look anything like him.
Of course.
Joey and I tried to get a closer look. The trench coat wearer moved past us and out of the dim lighting of the one hanging bulb.
What if I were to tell you that I am Paul Reiser Soze?
I would laugh.
Why is that?
Because I think you would make a joke.
Is that so?
Is it not a joke?
Of course it's a joke.
Good. I'd like to leave intact, if you know what I mean. The good should almost be loaded now. We done?
But what if I told you I'm not a fan of jokes?
Then I wouldn't tell a joke.
Good, because it would make me mad. Mad about you.
What did you just say?
I said, if you told me a joke, I would be mad about you.
No.
I know we had a deal, but...
No.
There's a better deal to be had.
It can't be.
One that sees me walking away with the money and... the goods.
You can't be. You're him? You're Paul Reiser Soze?
The trench coat man pulled a mask off his face and turned to look at his victims. His face was still hidden by shadows.
Kill him.
Within 2 seconds, Marcel and his men were dead, blood everywhere. Oh, no.
Wait, what just happened? I was checking out my biceps.
He fucking killed Marcel.
Paul Reiser Soze?
Catnip!
Hurry, get the money before Marcel's goons get here.
Got it, sir.
Let's go. Remember, I want no witnesses. Including that cat. It knows shit.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Suddenly, one of Soze's men raised his gun. No! And shot Catnip. I'm not sure what happened at that moment. All I remember is everything going weird bluish-green color. My vision blurred, but the outlines of Soze and his men shone red. It was like I had fucking heat vision. All I saw were those assholes. I had become predator, and these men were my prey. I would mount the heads on my fucking wall. Joey gave me a sincere look and stepped back. He must have saw my face, the anger, the hurt. He nervously pointed to a wooden axe stuck in the side of a crate. I smiled, and all hell broke loose. Above two of his men, their heads rolled towards him. My predator tracker eyesight locked onto him. He turned and ran out of the boathouse. Soze's men and Marcel's men fired at each other, but none of them saw me moving through the shadows. I was like Predator without the camera. That's pussy shit. Every guy I saw, I chopped his fucking head off. I'm not sure how many people lost their heads on that dock, but after a good 10 minutes, there was only silence. That was until I heard Soze's fucking boat. The thing pulled out into the lake. Soze thought he was getting away. Not yet. I ran to a small speedboat and hopped in.
No, don't hurt me, don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you, bad guy. I'm just gonna chop your fucking head off.
No, please, no, I like my head attached. No, please, no.
Can you drive this boat?
Yeah, I can. I know how to drive the boat. I know, yes, I can do it.
Then get up and follow that boat. Fucking pay for shooting my catnip. Hurry, he's getting away.
It won't go any faster.
Hurry.
I'm trying.
Forget this.
Wait.
He reached for a small handgun. What a fool. I don't know how to drive a boat, but I would learn. That piece of shit was going too slow. I pushed the throttle, turned the wheel, and sped after Soze. Slowly gained on him. This wasn't so hard. Closer. Thought about my options. I could jump to the boat, hunt him down, or I noticed a few barrels of gasoline on his stern. I pulled closer. I pushed the boat as hard as I could. I reached down, grabbed the bad guy's gun, aimed, and fired. This is for you, catnip! Got it. The huge fireball gave the entire lake an orange glow. Fuck Paul Reiser Soze. He wasn't shit. I slowed the boat and looked back at the docks. I could see flashing lights, police cars, ambulances. It was time to go. When I got home, it was late. I entered my apartment and sat on my couch. I looked over to Catnip's food bowl. Catnip. Poor Catnip. I went to the refrigerator and pulled out a tub of ice cream. I stuffed my fat face with Rocky Road. Turned on the TV to see a news reporter standing on the docks I was just at. They showed the massacre. But then they reported something interesting. The boat that exploded had no one inside. How could Paul Reiser Soze escape? Is he really that good? Fuck him. Who is it?
It's me, Joey. Joey Everknuckle. You know me. Remember me.
Go away, Joey.
I have something for you.
Ugh. Joey, you're so fucking annoying with your stupid shit. What do you... Catnip!
He's all better.
Oh, snuggle baby, kitty. I thought you were dead. How?
He wasn't. Soze's goon only shot him in the leg. I took him down to animals and hamsters and got him all fixed up. He'll be better in no time. Bet you don't think hamsters are animals now.
Yeah, I do. That doesn't change anything. It's still a stupid name.
But Devin Duke's friend...
Screw Devin Duke.
He's my bestest friend.
He's a pussy and he's dumb. But tell his friend thanks.
Okay. You want to get a coffee later? I mean, I fixed your cat.
Ugh. Fine.
Cool. That's so cool. Yeah. Want to see my dance move now?
Do I have to?
I fixed your cat.
Fine. Do it. Hurry. I want to go to bed.
Okay, watch this. Oh. Ah. Here we go. Watch this part. Oh. Ooh. Yep. Just like this. Here. Ah. Uh-huh. Ah. Oh. Yeah. This is the best part. Oh. 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 This is the best part. Edith, watch this part. It's like the best. This is the best part. Edith, watch me turn. I'm going to turn around. Watch this part. Edith, will you watch it, please? Watch this part.
While Joey danced, I sat on the couch, petting catnip. That's when something caught my eye. The newspaper on my coffee table. There was an ad for mascara. I pushed the ad aside to reveal another one. Kick cereal. Then a sale on board games. 20% off backgammon.
I like backgammon, clocks, kick cereal. Oh, and the smell of newly applied mascara.
Are you watching me? Watch this. Watch this! Watch me!
I am! Shut up! I scanned the front page. Young Puerto Rican child adopted. Went missing. Vacationing couple honeymoons in Northern Ireland.
I was born on the rocky shores of Northern Ireland while my parents were vacationing.
Another headline. People die eating cake at a birthday party. One Olsen twin visits Kenneth Heights. Oh my God! At the bottom of the page, Atlas Theater to begin showing stage play based on hit 90s film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Marino set to star.
My favorite actor is Mary-Kate Olsen's sister, you know, the one with the hair. And my least favorite actor is Dan Marino in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Joey!
What?
Devin Duke! He's Paul Reiser's Soze!
What? No way, Jose. I mean, Edith.
He is!
That's not possible. You're being so ridiculous right now.
I'm serious!
It can't be. We've been friends a long time, ever since he moved back from Hollywood. Oh my God! Say what?
Told you!
My mind is blown, but let me finish my dance move. Oh, uh-huh, yeah. Watch this. Uh-huh.
Joey, stop! Couldn't stop thinking about Devin Duke. I tried calling him on Joey's phone, but there was no answer. Joey and I even went to his apartment. I kicked his door down, swung my axe wildly, only to find his apartment cleared out. And like that, he was gone. I ended up only getting an hour's sleep. I was late to the office. Luckily, Mr. J hadn't arrived yet. I rushed inside and jumped behind my desk. I started going through messages. I had to act like nothing fucking happened last night.
Hello, Edith.
Good morning, Mr. J. How you doing today?
Good, good, Edith. Did anyone drop by this morning or call?
No, Mr. J, but I just fucking got here.
Right.
Paul Reiser Soze may have escaped, but not for long. No one fucking shoots my kitty cat and gets away with it. I'll find him. One day he'll pay.
Kenneth Heights Stories, Edith, Mrs. Catnip. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Amy LeRae as Edith, Robert M. Lamb as Joey, Chris Dottoli as Devin. Co-starring Jack Austin, Zane Sexton, Jerry Swindle, Gareth Thomas, Jonathan Moss, Nick Engelhard, and Jose Caraballo. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one.
This
has been a Seven Lamb production.